insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
قُلْ مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا
Say, I do not ask of you for it any payment, only that whoever wills might take to his Lord a way.
The 57th verse of Surah Al-Furqan says, قُلْ مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا Say, I do not ask you a wage for it, except for him who wishes to choose a way unto his Lord. As you have been previously with us, dear listeners, in the previous episodes we discussed how the polytheists chose idols for worshipping, and the Almighty Allah told the Prophet and somehow sympathized with him that your job is just to give them glad tidings and warn them, and it is their own responsibility if they do not want to choose the right path. Now, in this verse, Almighty Allah is commanding the Prophet ﷺ to tell people that he does not ask of them any reward for this Qur'an and conveying this heavenly religion. A successful leader is the one who declares to people that he does not expect anything from them. And this is a true lesson for us. If one wants to get the rank of sincerity, he has to stop willing and desiring for any physical, positional, and verbal reward. And in this case, the Holy Prophet is telling the people that he is not asking them any reward for this Qur'an, save that the people may choose a way unto their Lord. The verse says, قُلْ مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ Say, I do not ask you a wage for it. The word he, the pronoun he in alayhi, is referring to my ministry. And the fact that I'm conveying this holy Quran and this heavenly religion to you people. So I'm not asking anything for it. I'm not asking a wage for it in return. إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا Except for him who wishes to choose a way unto his Lord. So this implies that the only reward and compensation of the Prophet ﷺ is people's guidance that has happened intentionally and willfully in them, and not reluctantly and compulsorily. And From this aspect, this is a very interesting phrase that shows the maximum of kindness and benevolence of the Holy Prophet ﷺ towards his followers, because he counts their happiness and bliss as his reward. I mean, where else can you find that level of kindness in a leader and prophet?
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine.
In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
It is clear that guidance of the nation and ummah has got an extraordinarily spiritual reward for the Prophet ﷺ, because whoever leads people to a good deed is just like the one who does that deed himself. And that is why the Holy Prophet is so happy, and he is not asking them any reward for them being guided. Of course, there are also other possibilities about the commentary of this verse. Some say that the verse implies that the Prophet ﷺ does not want any reward from the people, except that they give some of their wealth to the poor for the sake of Allah. Of course, if they will. But the first commentary that we mentioned is more near to the meaning of this verse. So, قُلْ مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ. Say, I'm not asking a wage for it. And we said that the word it is referring to the Holy Quran and propagation of Islamic religion, because it speaks about not wanting reward and compensation for this goal. So, this is the only reference for the pronoun that we can find, meaningfully. And then it continues, إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا. This sentence, dear listeners, both stops the pretext of the pagans and somehow makes clear that acceptance of this divine call is easy and simple for anyone without any trouble and expenditure. And the last point regarding this verse, which is an important one, is that by looking at all these latest verses together, we realize the truthfulness of the Prophet's call. These verses testify to the truthfulness of this call and purification of his thought and program. Because false claimers do this certainly for the sake of some indirect or direct reward, but this is what the true leader, what true prophet is telling the people, that your happiness is my reward. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.